This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Got some international secession-related news here to start things out tonight. The latest on the Brexit, the idea of Great Britain leaving the European Union, and also Vermont is once again in the secession news. With you in the studio this evening, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And also, we need to talk about the latest chapter in Economics in One Lesson, so that's on deck. Plus, whatever it is you want to discuss here tonight, it is the live Sunday edition of the program, and you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, Mark, you're going to be explaining to us about a print shop owner who has been told he does not have to make gay pride T-shirts because apparently he's a bigot. And so we're going to get into
that. Doesn't want to do it.
Likely because he's a bigot, or he knows that his customers are bigots and they'd be mad at him or something
Whatever.
Like that. One or the other. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And also you can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. As we go to the news to start, this is Reuters reporting that the UK will not be paying 100 billion euro to exit the EU. Britain will not be paying $109 billion, essentially, or 100 billion euros, to leave the European Union. Brexit Minister David Davis said on Wednesday after the Financial Times reported that the EU was preparing to demand that amount, citing its own analysis of new stricter demands said were driven by France and Germany. The newspaper said 100 billion euros was a gross figure. Davis told British Channel ITV, quote, "We will not be paying 100 billion. What we've got to do is discuss in detail what the rights and obligations are." He also said that the British government hadn't seen a figure for the EU for the exit bill. So it does sound like there's going to be some amount of money that will change hands. And, you know, if that's what it takes to get out of the EU, it might be worth paying. But ultimately, what happens if they don't pay? Are they going to roll in tanks?
Well, I don't know. It doesn't seem likely. But when you enter into a contract,
there's usually an exit term, a termination
exit terms, and usually, a great way to make things whole is money.
And at least with the EU, there is exit terminology in their contract, unlike the United States.
Sure. Well, yeah, that's really sort of one of the funny things about statehood in the United States. I mean, if you think about Texas, for instance, it hadn't been in the Union for very long, or Florida. Hadn't been in the Union for very long. Texas actually had a war debt that needed to be forgiven, and I guess Florida probably had, some kind of money from Spain that was given to Spain. Maybe I need to find the perfect state, perhaps Mississippi. None of these states have been in the Union for a particularly long period of time, but it was worth going and shooting their citizenry in order to keep them in the country, and that doesn't make much sense.
Certainly not. And it'll be interesting to continue to watch the Brexit situation. There really isn't much more to the story besides they are balking at this initial estimated figure. And again, you never want to take the first offer, right? You usually want to come back to the table and do some more negotiations. So we'll see how that ends up panning out. It's going to take some time. It's already been like a year since they voted for the Brexit, if I'm recalling correctly. It seemed like that was last summer when they did that. So if you want to comment on secession, you're certainly welcome to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, and that's free like freedom. As we continue, from Vermont, 7daysvt.com, saying that the secession movement in Vermont is gaining steam. And Vermont had always had one of the more kind of noteworthy secession movements inside the United States throughout the Bush and even the Obama administrations. The Vermont secessionists were there, and they were running political candidates. A new poll has found that nearly 21% of Vermonters think the state should consider, quote, peaceably leaving the United States and becoming an independent republic as it was from 1777 to 1791. Which is kind of an interesting way to ask the question, right? To hearken back to a time where this was already the case. Hey, yeah. We've done this before.
Appeal to the conservatives, and everybody, to some extent, has this sort of hearkening back thing. And when you show them it can be done because, well, we've done it and everything was fine, that's helpful.
It's a jump, by the way, from 11.8% of respondents who agreed with a similar proposal in a 2007 poll. So 10 years ago, at the very end of the Bush administration, Vermonters, 11.8% of them said, yeah, we should consider peaceably leaving the United States and becoming an independent republic. Now that number is approximately twice as large. So it was 11.8% 10 years ago. Now it's 21%, nearly 21%. So basically a doubling, a 100%, nearly 100% increase in the last decade. Now, again, 21% isn't enough to make it happen politically, but those are good trends. Mm-hmm. To double your numbers in a decade. That's a good starting point to be able to have a discussion with people. And when one out of five people in the state of Vermont supports leaving the United States, that's a nice base of supporters. That's, one out of five people in any church, one out of five people on any neighborhood street. These are people who are ready to go. And in a place like New Hampshire, in a place like Vermont, everybody kind of knows everybody else. It's very, very small here, very, very intimate. And so those one out of five people, many of them are likely not like the neighborhood kook. They're probably respectable Vermonters who have jobs and businesses and careers and can talk about the idea of secession with their neighbors in a way that they can relate to. So I think that, this is good news. The increase in secessionist sentiment, measured in surveys conducted by the University of Vermont's Center for Rural Studies, could reflect a Trump bump. Quote, given the aggressive and destructive behavior of the United States of Empire this past decade, it is not surprising that more and more forward-thinking Vermonters support independence and a second Vermont Republic, said Rob Williams, the leader of the Vrexit campaign, in a prepared statement. According to 7daysvt.com, they asked him in a phone interview recently about the impact of the 2016 election, and he said, quote, the grotesque nature of the Trump presidency has helped crystallize things for Vermonters. In a separate poll question, about 58% of the 611 respondents said no when they were asked, quote, is the federal government adequately serving the needs and concerns of Vermonters?
It's not. We live right next door to Vermont, and I can assure you the vast majority of them do not feel served by a Republican office.
Let me throw a little cold water on you guys here.
All right.
For a second.
Yeah, let's hear it.
You and I are generally look favorably upon secession of any kind, be it a state.
Yeah.
Personal secession is the best kind of secession. And to that, I would say that not all secessions can have freedom outcomes.
No, I don't expect that most of them would. I mean, if you've got secessionists in, let's say,
Vermont.
Catalonia or Vermont, at least in Vermont, they're still pretty pro-freedom in a lot of ways. But Catalonia, Spain, wants to secede from Spain, and that's a total socialist secession movement.
Uh-huh. Tom Woods, a month or so ago, had a libertarian Scot on his program, mm-hmm. if memory serves.
From Scotland?
Exactly. And they were talking about the Scottish secession movement, that they had a referendum on it. It was close. The Scots ultimately decided to stay in Great Britain.
But they may be doing another one.
They're probably going to change their mind in a short order.
To what end? In order that they can get back in the EU?
That's the idea.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's, I'd rather be a part of Britain and not part of the EU Scotland.
And you should move out of Scotland and move into London then, in that case, because they may be going.
I wouldn't know. I'm not an expert in this, but the EU isn't a country in the same way. I mean, you keep a great deal of autonomy by going in. It's just that you're signing on to some agreements. Now, Switzerland and I think it's Liechtenstein. Maybe it was. Switzerland did not sign up for the EU, and it's, there it is, surrounded by EU people, and somehow life's okay for them.
Mm-hmm. We're going to continue with the discussion. You can take control of the airwaves here. Your thoughts on secession? Are you ready? What is your answer to the question they asked the Vermonters? Are you ready for your state to peaceably leave the United States and become an independent republic? Would you say yes to that? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. We're talking about secession, one of my favorite topics, and something that I think is all the more important now than it has ever been. We're going to continue that discussion with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And Mark, tell me about some supplements.
Well, we all know that we need vitamins and minerals, but did you know that there are another three nutrients or classes of nutrients that are essential for maintaining health? In fact, when it comes to supplements, some experts feel that these other three nutrients are needed more than vitamins and minerals. The other three nutrients are probiotics, enzymes, and antioxidants. And the reason that they're so important is that the modern American diet has virtually eliminated regular sources of these nutrients from our meals. And the problem is many people turn to supplements to supply these five essential nutrients. They find that they are all sold separately. It's an expensive and time-consuming prospect. But one product, Whole Food Multicomplete, has simplified the situation. Whole Food Multicomplete combines these five critical nutrients, along with additional immune and bone support nutrients, into one single product. And spending a fortune buying five different products every month, instead, you can just check out the full supplement program offered by Whole Food Multicomplete. I take it every day, usually, if I'm doing it properly, several times a day, three times a day, and it's worked great for me. I've lost some weight, and I'm sleeping better, so check it out. With 54 total ingredients, it's guaranteed to be the cheapest way to acquire all these nutrients, and it also comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. 30% off with coupon code FTL for your first order. It's basically cost for them for this item. So head on over there, and now in order, simplifymysupplements.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts more about the Vermont secession movement on a dramatic rise in popularity over the last decade. We'll tell you more about that coming up here, and you can share your thoughts. Let's go to Stefan. He's on the line in Ohio on Skype. Go ahead, Stefan.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I actually went on my open carry walk today.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're carrying a long weapon, right?
Yes, a Ruger rifle, yes.
Now, you had contacted the police to let them know that you were going to be doing this?
I talked to them yesterday and asked about it, yes, mm-hmm. But I didn't call them today before I went out, no.
Okay. What did they say when you called them?
Yesterday? I didn't call them. I walked up to a police officer who was in the parking lot.
Oh, okay. And what did he say?
He said it's completely fine so long as it's not, at like arm-ready level, as long as you're not pointing it at people.
Right, because then you would be menacing or brandishing.
That'd be a problem. Yes,
you could
better.
Have it over your shoulder. Like,
yeah,
you can hold it in your hand and lean it over your shoulder.
You can't have your hands on it.
Yeah, you cannot have your hands on it. All right.
Yeah, it can be loaded, ready to go with one in the chamber. You just can't have your hands
to your
on
back.
It. Yeah, okay. And it went pretty well. I had no police stop me. I had like four or five drive by me, not even bat an eye. It was mostly the people on the street that seemed a little concerned, I answered their questions the best I could. And like one of them who walked out of the kids zone asked me, is it even legal to do that? Or are you breaking the law? And I had to explain to her, no, Ohio is an open carry state. I can do this. And she's like, you're not going to kill anybody, are you? And it's like, clearly I haven't.
Excellent. So nobody even called the cops on you?
I don't know. They might have looked for me after the fact.
How long were you walking with it?
For about an hour or so.
Okay, that's enough time for the police to show up. I mean, if somebody called the police and said there's a man with a gun on, Main Street, then they probably would have showed up pretty quick.
I can't believe you knew what street I was actually on.
Just a guess.
It was either Main Street or Church Street.
It could be abroad.
So, congratulations, Liberty, Stefan.
Yeah, Liberty Lobster's fine too.
Whatever
either one.
Is.
But actually, you were talking about secession, and you would ask whether or not people would support their states seceding from the Union.
Yeah.
I would see no problem with Ohio seceding from the Union at all.
Okay.
If it were to be a more liberty-oriented state, the only problem is, like, New Hampshire could do it because you guys have a pretty good, liberty movement going on.
Yes, we do.
What I've seen.
We just had two new movers at our Social Sundays event today here in Keene, which is very nice. I doubt we're going to be able to keep up a one new mover per week kind of rate for the summertime, but that sure would be awesome if
a lot of people move in and just keep to themselves.
They do. They do.
The thing is, when you talk about, like, Vermont, for example, seceding, well, Vermont is a very progressive state, so I doubt it would be, you know, a libertarian country if it were to secede. It would probably be, you know, in the vein of what Bernie Sanders or Patrick Leahy believe.
More likely. But Vermont, you know, to its credit, is actually pretty good on guns. It, for the longest time, was better than New Hampshire on guns. Now they are both on par with
actually,
one another.
New Hampshire's better because New Hampshire has a license.
Permit.
Permits, right? So now, I'm not a big fan of permits. The government's passing out permission to do things.
That's a good point.
But in New Hampshire, you can, you know, get a permit, and then that permit has reciprocity in other states.
In some states.
Yeah. In Vermont,
states.
There's simply no reciprocity.
I see. Good
you
point.
May be able to, you can good walk point. Into Vermont, into you can go to a gun store, you can buy a gun, you can... I guess there's probably a federal waiting period, right? So this isn't legal.
I've never bought a gun through a store.
You can buy a gun.
There's no waiting period.
You can slide it into your pocket, and you can walk around completely legally in Vermont.
Isn't there, Stefan, an approval process, though? I believe there's a form that, I mean, I've known people who have bought guns.
I filled out the form. It's called a 4473 at a gun store.
Uh-huh.
Unless your state approves it, it only takes as long as the background check takes. Mine is usually cleared within 10 minutes.
Really?
But, yes. And the thing is, there is a, you know, there's an exception to this. If the background check takes more than 3 days, the gun store can give the person the gun without completing the check. Now, Walmart, for example, where I got a couple of my guns, they will not do this.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, there are no waiting periods. I believe in California they have them. It's like one-week waiting period. And
good
that's how... That's the thing with reciprocity. Like, my state recognizes all 50 state permits. You got a permit in California or even a liberal state or a conservative state, it's valid here. But it's kind of funny to me because I was trying to search seek out a Indiana carry permit. Because get this, I'm not legally allowed to have a permit in Ohio because you got to be 21 to get the permit.
Mm.
But I can get one in Indiana and use it here since they issue it to non-residents, and that's what I've been seeking out to do.
Now, is there a secession movement there in Ohio?
I haven't really seen one at all.
No.
There's probably really no need for it, but we're just so diverse. I don't see anybody coming together on any of the issues. You know, where I live here in the Valley, it's the most deep red place you can possibly get. I mean, Donald Trump got like 80% of the vote here. But up in Cleveland or around Columbus, you know, the more urban areas, they're going to have different ideas. You know, if there was secession here, it would probably be each congressional district seceding. That's how I could see it going down. But I don't see that happening. I think New Hampshire and Vermont seem like the most likely states to do it, and even that's kind of unlikely.
There is a strong secession movement in Texas and another one in California. California is the one that's getting all the press these days. Not that that's necessarily an indicator of its strength. They did just have the leader of their secessionist movement defect to Russia, so that fell apart. But some of the other people are trying to pick up the pieces and, you know, get another movement started there and collect the 500,000+ signatures they need to get on the ballot. Hey, thanks for the call, Stefan. I appreciate it. If you want to talk secession or whatever's on your mind, you can join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in just like he did at Skype username lrn.fm. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you may dial toll free and join us on the radio waves here live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
MyPillow, you get yours at half off by using code FTL over at MyPillow.com. What is it? It's a great pillow. Mark, you and I, we've had them for like a year now. It's fantastic. I don't use other pillows. I use my pillow. My old pillow I'm using down below, like, my feet. It's a, you know, one of those, if you sleep with a pillow between your knees, it's, like, nice and comfy if you're sleeping on your side. So I've downgraded my old pillow to the lower portion of the bed.
Can't you just cock one leg to the side of another?
No, it feels nice that way.
All right.
Yes, very nice. I've read that it's good for you, too. I don't know if it's true.
Oh, sure.
But anyway, MyPillow.com, you can go there and get your MyPillow.
Can't sell your knee pillow unless you write an article about how it's good for you,
It
right?
is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And it is also washable, so you can put it in your washer and dryer. You go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL to get yours at half off or two for the price of one. And if for some reason you don't agree with us that it's a great pillow and you want to send it back, you've got a 60-day money-back guarantee, 60-day guarantee to where you can send it back in and they'll send you your money back. It's also guaranteed to last you for 10 years if you decide to keep it. So MyPillow.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, we will talk more about the Verexit, the potential for Vermont, perhaps, to be the first state to leave the United States. Obviously, there's a hot secession movement out in California, the Calexit, and now you've got Verexit, and there's NHExit and Texit, and everybody wants to exit, which just, you know, puts a big smile on my face.
It's all,
I just love it.
It's all very cute, but honestly, I'm gonna
you know, throw some more water in our face here, Johnny Ray.
You know, I really think personal secession is the only kind of secession that is worth a damn.
Well,
because
I'm not getting away.
Vermont is not getting away from the creepy collectivism.
No doubt
of having a grown person being ruled by somebody in Burlington. I would rather have, what is it, 400 tyrants in Washington, D.C. than have 400 tyrants in Concord, New Hampshire.
Oh, I totally disagree, because in D.C., they're much more likely to be tyrants than they are in New Hampshire. Here in New Hampshire, those 400 people, some of them might be little tyrants, but a lot of them are just folks who want to try to help their community out, that they believe that that's the way that they can do it. They don't have, you know, the intention to bomb somebody or, you know, print out money, or they don't have near the power, those 400 people, as those in Washington, D.C. So it, to me, is an easy choice. But I agree with you, Johnny Ray. Personal secession is the ultimate goal. That's where we really should be going. But right now, you can go ahead and declare your personal secession. You can sign the Shire Society Declaration. Is basically a personal secession document.
You don't need to have a legislator to sponsor your secession for you.
I agree. But unfortunately, if you sign the Shire Society Declaration, it's a good personal, like, moment for yourself. But showing the fact that you've signed that to a government judge, unfortunately, is not going to get you out of any kind of criminal charges, right? So the reality of personal secession is very limited. It can happen in your mind, and that's an important thing, to think of yourself as not part of this collective, to think of yourself as an individual who's a free person. But unfortunately, there's a bunch of other people who still believe that you're part of their society, and they're going to force you into that. They're going to force their jurisdiction upon you, as they did with Dick Marple, the state representative who went into court, and he's done all his research on, you know, jurisdiction and challenging it. And I mean, this guy's 85 years old. He's been learning about this for a good chunk of his life. And, you know, they found him guilty anyway. The judge decided she had jurisdiction. He didn't think she did. He wouldn't cross the bar. He argued. He yelled at the judge. He was able to get away with a lot of stuff that you and I would probably be arrested for in court. So it was interesting to watch it happen. But ultimately, when all was said and done, she found him guilty of driving while license suspended.
Turns out the court believes that it has jurisdiction over you.
Yeah. So we have to, before personal secession will be truly successful beyond just in our minds, which, again, it's valuable in that way, before it can manifest out into sort of the real world as someone else who is in government or whatever respecting your personal secession, we need a whole lot more people to come to that conclusion. We need a lot of people to come to that mindset of, I'm a sovereign individual, I'm a free person, and as long as I don't hurt anybody, I should be left alone. We have to have sort of a large change in how people think before any of that can really become real.
Yeah, can't argue with that.
And that's part of, you know, if you can start the conversation off by talking to our neighbors about seceding from the United States, that's a step in the right direction. That's getting them to think about breaking away. It's getting them to think a little bit more about independence, not necessarily for their own person, but at least for the idea of New Hampshire. And it's a baby step in the right direction, but ultimately, if we could pull it off, it would be incredibly beneficial for everyone in this geographic area, in that if you don't have to pay taxes to the federal government, that's more money for you, that's more money for you, your family, for your friends, for your community, for your business, to stay here in this place, or in whatever state secedes.
So,
yeah, but if you're going into it with the willingness to bow before your new,
no, you don't have
your
to
new
bow.
Executives.
You don't have to do that.
There's no guarantee that you're going to be paying less taxes. You could be paying more taxes.
I get what you're saying. And in a case like California, that's probably going to be the case. In a case like New Hampshire, no way. I mean, New Hampshire, if you get elected in New Hampshire, you're not going to get elected promising new taxes. This is just a place where that doesn't fly.
Yeah, you're not going to get elected as a Democratic governor unless you sign the no-income tax pledge.
Even the Democrats have to sign the no-income tax pledge to have a chance, in most places, Keene's probably the exception, but in most places in New Hampshire to even have a chance of being elected. So let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got, I believe, is it Hassan in New York City? Hassan, are you there?
Hello.
Hey there.
I wanted to basically call in about a topic from yesterday's episode.
Sure.
Which was the WannaCry ransomware.
Yeah, this is the ransomware that has been called the single most widespread of all the ransomwares that has happened. It's been spreading voraciously within the last few days. Last I saw yesterday was that there were over 200,000 infections worldwide.
Yeah, it's still rapidly spreading. Basically, the way that the exploit works is it's basically a security vulnerability in the Windows Server message block, which runs on port 139 and port 445.
For most of our listeners, that's irrelevant information. I mean, they're not going to be able to do anything about that. What is it that would be useful to our general audience?
It's basically to remain updated, and this is one of the reasons why I called it. It's because Mark made a statement on the previous episode that he has updates on Windows 7 disabled because of an issue that he previously experienced with the Windows 10 upgrade.
Yep. Yeah, that's where Windows was trying to cram down Windows 10 onto Windows 7 and 8 users.
I said no thanks, and then the whole system, you know, went blue screen at some point.
Yeah, it caused a lot of issues, but that program ended on July 30th, 2016. So if you have an older version of Windows, it's...
Are they still supporting Windows 7 and 8?
Yeah, they're going to support it until, I think, 2020 or something.
So what? So Hassan is saying here, Mark, if you were frustrated by them trying to cram Windows 10 down on you and you turned off updates, that you should turn them back on because they are still supporting Windows, which means that they would have put a patch out to protect you against this particular ransomware. So
all right, Hassan, I'll turn them back on, but if you mess up, you're driving your butt up to New Hampshire
probably,
to fix it.
It probably means you're going to be updating for the next rest of the show if you do it, Mark. But it'll be a long
update.
Yeah, no doubt.
And there's one other thing. Like, if you're worried about like any potential issues with the update, you can always use the Windows backup utility and just have it create a system image and just save that to like an external hard drive or something.
Okay. There you go. Good advice, Hassan. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And also, word is that version 2.0 of the WannaCry exploit has come out. There was somebody who tried to put some sort of roadblock in the way. A programmer was able to slow down the first version somehow, and now they've put a second version out that gets around that block. So very important for folks who have not yet updated their operating system, if they're running Windows, to go ahead and do that, just to be super safe about this, because it is spreading pretty rapidly. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your
tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Sunday edition of the show, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go and become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. That's money that we invest into Free Talk Live and help us get on new radio stations, like our brand newest station, KWTO, in Springfield, Missouri, which is where our next caller is going to be coming from. But if you want to help us get on more stations and spread the ideas of freedom and liberty and peace as far as wide as possible, and get yourself perks, special perquisites, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, AMP-only Facebook group, then please get signed up for $5 a month with PayPal, with credit card, with Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. Can't expect someone else to do it for you. If you like the show, if you love Free Talk Live, then please help us out at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Ken is in Springfield listening to KWTO. Welcome, Ken.
First-time caller, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, you're actually our first caller ever from KWTO. It's a brand new station, so welcome aboard.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Go ahead.
Pharmaceutical industry, you know, you hear the radio or TV commercials, you see the newspaper and magazine articles, and say the disclaimers, take my product, your leg falls off, your arm falls off, it makes
brain aneurysm, your head explodes.
They're listed as side effects, but those are actually effects of the drug.
Effects.
Right. And they say the average individual 60 years of age or older is taking 14 pharmaceuticals.
Jeez.
Now, they're only talking about one pharmaceutical. What happens when you take multiple? And in the state of Missouri, you can have six different pharmacies, an older individual. You know, they go to a foot doctor, an elbow doctor, a knee doctor, a neurosurgeon, maybe a heart surgeon, and are getting these medications from six different pharmacies, and there's no transparency. So the doctors don't know what the individual is taking, and they're probably suffering from Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Right, and they rely on the patient to tell them what they're taking, right? When you're filling out that form, when you go into the office for the first time, they'll ask you there, but that's the only way they get that information.
We do have an advertiser, right. Health Excellence Select, which will give you a card that has your information on it that you can give to a health professional that will give them that information. They keep it all together for you. It's a great piece of technology, but not every company does it. Go ahead.
Right. And the thing is that people taking these particular pharmaceuticals, the drug interactions with all of these chemicals, plus their metabolism right there, it can be extremely prohibitive to them. And this Obamacare, people who don't have insurance or couldn't afford it, they just lost their job or something, and they go into an emergency room or get medical care, they're paying 100% on the dollar. And somebody who has say Blue Cross Blue Shield or some other kind of Anthem Care or whatever it is right there, they're paying a fraction of that amount of money because the insurance industry won't tolerate having to pay 100 cents on the dollar. So there's inequities in that regard. And
sure.
It's a tragedy that, people won't go to a mechanic to have them practice on the brakes in their car or their truck or their Harley Davidson, but they will go ahead to a doctor who's practicing medicine.
I share a lot of those concerns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not condescending Western medicine, but there's no check and balance on it. There's Bureau of Automotive Repair in Los Angeles. If you have some work done, they KNBC in Burbank took issue with Jiffy Lube, and they did 15 different random stores, and they found several of them weren't doing the work that they were supposed to. Well, this is automobile. Mm-hmm. We're not talking, this is human beings. And
yeah, what happens when they cut corners with people? Sure.
Right. Well, you have to go ahead and write on your leg or your arm, take this one, because they've amputated the wrong one.
They have, right. Sure.
I remember one where they left a towel in some guy's chest or stomach when they were operating in there.
Right.
Whoops.
Right. And there's
fine.
Multiple people there. It's not only the doctor that's there. There's a whole team of surgery people that are there, and it's an oversight on all these particular people watching what's going on. That has to be addressed. And, if you say this or that or whatever, but...
Well, the best way to address it, in my opinion, is to have a free market in healthcare, which we don't have, and we're not even close to. Because if you actually have a free market, then everybody is incentivized, to give better service through competition. And you've also got the consumer groups out there, like the television station you mentioned, that can do undercover work in most states. Unfortunately, in New Hampshire, one of the worst parts about this state, which is mostly pretty free, is the wiretapping laws are very atrocious here. So those undercover camera operations would be illegal in New Hampshire, but in most states they can do those. And so then you've got the media checking on the open market as well, just to make sure that everybody is operating on the up and up and outing anybody who is behaving badly. And then, of course, insurance companies could insure people against poor treatments and things like that. So, looking to the government, and I'm not saying this is what you're doing, but a lot of people look to the government for a solution to these problems. And a lot of these problems were created by the government in the first place because they are restricting the amount of access that we can have to healthcare. They restrict the amount of doctors they're basically teaming up with the American Medical Association to artificially limit the supply of doctors.
But the AMA is essentially the union boss for doctors, and they do limit the amount of doctors that are created every year, and that drives up prices.
And they limit the amount of drugs that can reach the market through the FDA, which also drives up pricing because the drug companies have to pay billions of dollars to get through their approval process if they can get through it. And so, again,
They require health insurers to insure you for everything,
stuff
whether
you
need it or not.
Yep. That brings the price up.
Whether aware of it or not.
The
pharmaceutical industry cannot be
regime.
The pharmaceutical industry is exempt from prosecution. You can go ahead and sue a doctor, a hospital, an attorney, multiple things, but you couldn't sue Pfizer, SmithKline, Merck, Eli Lilly.
I knew that was true when it came to vaccines. I hadn't heard that was true when it came to all pharmaceuticals.
Blanket. There's a blanket on it.
Wow.
They've discussed it with Congress and Senate, who create the laws, and the laws are in such a position there that they're exempt from any and all prosecution.
Well, this is yet another reason why we need to see secession happen. I mean, getting out from under the thumb of this oppressive federal government is, I think, the most important thing politically that that can be attained. Ken, great call. Thanks for the info. Thanks for the thoughts tonight, and welcome to Free Talk Live. As I said, we're pretty brand new there on KWTO, but you'll be hearing us every Sunday night, and I think they've got us on for an hour on Fridays as well. Thanks for the call tonight.
And if you agree with us right now doesn't mean you'll agree with us all the time.
That's
so be prepared.
Okay. Yes, that's right. But it's open phones every night, so if there's something you disagree on, we'd love to hear about that as well. Feel free to call in at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. If you're out there saying to yourself, hey, wait a minute, this is a national show, I'm never going to get through. Open phones right now on Free Talk Live. Although, we do have somebody on Skype, and that's David. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to follow up from yesterday's conversation about parental rights. First of all, it was noticeable to me that after talking with you, you know, almost immediately several more people called in just to show how pervasive the problem is, that right away there were other people that were listening and heard that and involved in the similar kind of problems.
It's a huge issue.
Yeah, huge issue. So I just wanted to mark that immediate response from people. And tonight you were talking about I wanted to tie into last night's conversations, but tonight you mentioned jurisdiction about on another case, and so let me take off on that for a second. A question, of course, like you said, the courts will say they have jurisdiction on this and that, whatever they believe they have jurisdiction. Some of it's legitimate, and sometimes it sounds fishy to the rest of us, and I would put this in the category of fishy when, you know, when a court says, well, let me prefix it first of all. Yes, we need to have some sort of venue like a court where when two parents are splitting up and they have children and they can't decide things in a reasonable manner, like reasonable adults among themselves, yes, there needs to be some sort of a venue, presumably a family court, children's court, that helps them with that.
Well, in a free market, the venue can be determined at the time of marriage. So if given that marriage is a contract between two people, part of that contract can specify where the parties are to go when the contract goes bad. And that way, you don't have to determine that when it's happening, right? So if the relationship is blowing up, and stand by, David, we can continue in a moment. If the relationship is failing, and, you know, unfortunately sometimes it gets nasty between people. We wish it wasn't that way, but it frequently is. That's going to be a hard time to figure out where to go as far as arbitration is concerned when both parties are at each other's throats. But if both parties are, you know, all lovey-dovey and wanting to get together, that's going to be an easy time to say, oh, yeah, honey, if this doesn't work out, we'll go to the American Arbitration Association. Just put that in the contract, and then it's ironclad. We're coming up. Hour 2 is on the way.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.